Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, resetters. It is day 34. I pray that you are excited like I am to know we are less than a week away from crossing the finish line of this fast that God has called us to, but also grateful that God has called us to it. Listen, I know if you're like me, you're starting to feel the effects, especially within your body. Within the fast, with the liquids, I struggle with hunger, headaches that I get because my body is so broken. Have to slow down. You can't continue to do all that you do. You can't be at the gym working out. You can't be ripping and running. It is the forcing of your body to slow down. And maybe one of the reasons we engage is to are in a call, kind of a restricted fast is to intentionally slow ourselves down over these next few days. Listen, I beg you, I implore you, please be wise. Please be guided by the Holy Spirit. If you're putting yourself in any physical or medical danger, then maybe this is not what God is calling you to. I don't want you to stop your medications. I don't want you to put yourself in any physical harm. Do what the Holy Spirit calls, because God never called us to come to the end of a fast sicker than we were before we began. God didn't call you to fast and have you wind up in the hospital. God didn't call you to fast and for you to pass out in church. I'm not encouraging you to break the fast. I'm encouraging you to do what the fast is meant to do, which is for you to be in prayer and hear the Holy Spirit. That is what this journey is all about. That's what doesn't end on day 41. Your ability to call on God, to know how to pray, to know where to pray, to hear God, and to obey. Listen, early on this Monday morning, I greet you and welcome all of you to our prayer call. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, and our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Today, if you remember yesterday, I said that I was doing a little Bible study on all the places where we see the word seek in the Bible. It's amazing that there are almost 100 places, and in most of them, it's an invitation from God to come and to seek God. It is a call to those who have strayed away, to those who have wandered, to those who have allowed sin to create a gap between their devotion and intimacy with the Lord. And the Lord commands us to come back. You've heard me say that if you ever feel distant from God, guess which one of you moved? Reset is a call to come back. And today in the book of Amos, we see a call from God to the nation to come back. Beloved, I want to challenge you to take time to read some of those minor prophets. You can read the book of Amos today. It's only about six or seven chapters. In just a moment, I'm going to read chapter five, or a portion of where the Lord calls us to seek him. But I want you to hear an answer that the Lord puts on my heart. This week, someone was asking, what do we do to continue to help fight and save our nation? Yes, we pray, and yes, we fast. And is there anything else that we're called to do? Well, I think we ought to support movements that help us move in the direction of what we're praying for. Remember, Howard Thurman once said that the power of prayer is not found in the eloquence of your petition, but rather your willingness to be part of God's answer. Let me break that down. That the real power of prayer is not just in what you pray. It's not just in how you pray. It's not in just the language you use or in the tongues you pray in, but rather your willingness to, after the amen, say, "Now, God, use me to be a part of your answer for my prayer. God, use me to be a part of your answer for my prayer. God, use me to be a part of your answer to my prayer." As we're praying for this nation, we're also asking God to use us. I'm going to encourage you to do two things before we go into prayer. Number one, consider to continue to support your brothers and your sisters at Metropolitan AME Church in the District of Columbia. You can Google them. Remember, they won a judgment against the Proud Boys. They now own the Proud Boys logo. They're trying to transform what was a symbol of hate into something of love and the power of God. They're selling t-shirts, and the proceeds are going back into the community to continue to fight for justice. If you have not, I'm encouraging you to help support Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church in the District of Columbia, pastored by William Lamar. They're doing a great work. Second, the only thing corporate America understands is money and bottom line. And Target made a $1 billion commitment to investing in Black communities that they pulled out of within 30 days of this administration. We are going to hold them accountable to that. I'm asking you to go to targetfast.org, targetfast.org, to read up more about this fast. African Americans spend $12 million a day in Target. We can force them to come back to the table with diversity, equity, and inclusion through the use and wise through the use and the wise stewardship of funds God has given us. I'm encouraging you to support Metropolitan AME, and I'm just encouraging you to go. Take a look at targetfast.org, and if you are so moved, join. Listen, it's not a fast from eating. Come next Monday, we're eating. Come next Monday, we're getting slowly back into things, but we are gearing up to hold our monies back. And you'll also find ways where you can spend to support entrepreneurs who are like us and corporations that are still committed to diversity, equality, equity, and inclusion. That being said, I know the time is moving. Let me read to you these words from Amos chapter 5 out of the New Revised Standard Version of God's Word. Hear the word that I take up over you in lamentations, O house of Israel. Fallen no more to rise is made in Israel. Forsaken on her land with no one to raise her. But thus says the Lord God, the city that marched out 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which marks out 100 shall have 10 left. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. But do not seek Bethel, and do not enter in Gilgal or cross over into Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into exile, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live. Seek the Lord and live. Seek the Lord and live. God, this morning we who are seeking you by your command and your invitation begin by thanking you for another day that you made. Thanking you as always that mercies are brand new as we opened our eyes just a few moments ago, and that whatever this Saturday, excuse me, whatever this Monday will hold, grace is already in it. Lord, I thank you for this 34th day of our 40-day journey of seeking you through prayer and fasting. And as always, God, I pray that you will continue to show yourself strong to those who are turning their plates down, to those, Lord, who are restricting their social media, to restricting their texting, Lord, who are restricting their spending as we come before you, not only for personal issues, not only for the issues of our family and our friends, but God, today we bow before you on behalf of a broken nation. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we come before you, Lord, pleading for the United States of America as she continues to seem to fall away from the commitment to justice and equality for all and to be one nation under your divine love. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, today we come in repentance for our Lord, for our land, Lord, for its greed, for its failure to care for the least among us, Lord, for its isms that have been oppressive to people for hundreds of years. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for the evil and the hatred of those who sit in office and are not guided by your Holy Spirit. Gracious loving Father God, for the divisiveness and the anger, Lord, for all that is the ill within our society. And God, I'm not politically and socially astute enough to know all that affects this land, but I am theological enough to know that when we call on you and we avail ourselves to be a part of the answer, God, that you can save our land. You told Israel the same thing. We hear Amos speaking to us today. Seek you and live. That the mighty nation has now fallen, and that was what was great will never be that again. That there's no one to raise her up. That our desire, Lord, is not for America to be great again. Our desire is not to dominate the world stage. Our desire is not to be the best. Our desire is to be a nation that lives out its free of loving and creating opportunity. Would it be a place of safety and refuge for all those who come to make this nation great? Gracious Lord and Holy Father God, I pray for our elected officials. And God, you know how difficult it is for me to lay the name Donald Trump before you in prayer. But that's what we're called to do. And oh, gracious Lord and Father God, as sufficient as that may be for some of us, it is our calling. It is how we prove we are stronger than that. That we don't give in to the darkness, that we don't play by the same rules that they play by, the rules of hatred and vengeance. We pray by the rules of love and forgiveness and prayer and God. That's not always easy, but it always works. We hear the words of Jesus to pray for them that despitefully use you. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and told them, "What does it mean for you to pray for people who look like you and love like you and are on your side? There's nothing powerful than that power when we pray for those who are not like us, who don't value the same things, who are moving in a direction you believe is evil." So God, as hard as it may be, Donald Trump, as hard as it may be, Elon Musk, as hard as it may be, the Make America Great Again movement, as hard as it may be, cowardly politicians who are afraid of this president, as hard as it may be, those who share my ethnicity, but not my passion for our people. Gracious Lord and Holy Father God, today I pray for this land for healing. And Lord, in our prayer, we simply say, you can use me to be a part of your answer to my prayer. Speak to our hearts, Lord, what we do one-on-one in every sphere of influence. We have to make a difference in conversation. God, I thank you for these moments and opportunities we have to live out the love of Jesus. Let us not miss one on this day, is my prayer. So again, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, on behalf of this nation, we who hear your commandment to seek you, come before you laying out this land and praying, O Lord, not for us to be great, but to be better, to be loving, to understand the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that the arc of justice is long, but it always bends in the right way. So let us not grow weary in well-doing, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity we have to change our nation. Use us today in our own way is our prayer as we ask this in the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ and the redeemed of the Lord, who love the Lord and await his return, said amen, amen, and amen. Listen, I thank you all for joining us on this Monday morning. You know, we record the prayer. So if you know someone that didn't get on this morning, maybe they were taking a little bit of time to rest. Let them know they can call back in and hear the prayer. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose, and we'll be back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for our prayer. I love you with the love of Jesus. We'll be in prayer with you all tomorrow.